Before we wrap up the Colonel Wars, I thought it would be good to look at the hardware side of the trench warfare fought between companies we discussed, such as Silicon Graphics. Here is the story of graphics adapters and AI, their unlikely beneficiary of the 21st century. The early days, from drafting desks to digital dreams. In the 1960s, engineers and designers still hunched over drafting tables, painstakingly drawing blueprints by hand. The arrival of computers promised to change everything, but early systems were massive, expensive, and limited to simple calculations. The breakthrough came with Ivan Sutherland's Sketchpad at MIT, a system that let users draw directly on a screen with a light pen, laying the foundation for interactive computer graphics and modern CAD. This was the first spark. CAD, mechanical computer-aided design, demanded better graphical interfaces, and computer graphics responded.
1970s-1980s, the feedback loop begins.
As industries like automotive and aerospace pushed for more complex designs, CAD software evolved from simple 2D drafting to 3D surface and solid modeling. This leap required computers that could handle not just lines and circles, but complex curves, surfaces, and eventually, full assemblies. The need for real-time visualization of these models drove demand for more powerful graphics hardware.
Technical breakthroughs.
Bezier and B-spline curves, by Pierre Bezier at Renault and others, enabled the precise mathematical modeling of car bodies and airplane wings. The development of hidden surface algorithms and shading models, Garaud, Fon, Blin, allowed CAD users to see realistic renderings, not just wireframes.
CAD's hunger for better visualization fueled the rise of Unix workstations from companies like SGI, Sun, and HP.
These machines, equipped with specialized graphics hardware, became the backbone of design studios and engineering departments.
The rise and fall of SGI, a decade of 3D hardware glory. The Amazing O2 from Silicon Graphics. The Amazing O2 from Silicon Graphics.
Founded in 1981 by Jim Clark, Silicon Graphics Incorporated, SGI, created groundbreaking 3D workstations and graphics subsystems that defined high-end visualization throughout the 1980s and 1990s. SGI workstations powered Alias, CATIA, and Maya, enabling VFX for films like Terminator 2, Jurassic Park, and The Abyss. Their custom MIPS processors, advanced geometry engines, IrisGL, which later evolved into OpenGL, and high-performance visualization systems like the Onyx and Reality Engine set standards in rendering performance and visual realism.
SGI's IRIX operating system enabled sophisticated memory and compute optimization specifically for visual simulation.
From aerospace and weather simulation to molecular modeling and automotive design, SGI became synonymous with technical visualization. Their machines, though costly, were unmatched.
However, SGI's failure to pivot to commodity hardware and general-purpose computing on GPUs was its undoing.
As x86 PCs grew more powerful and flexible, SGI's proprietary hardware lost its edge. The arrival of NVIDIA's GeForce 256, 1999, with hardware transform and lighting, and especially CUDA, 2006, for general-purpose GPU computing, meant that SGI's once unassailable market became obsolete. SGI filed for bankruptcy in 2006, capping off a dramatic rise and fall.
The 1990s, democratization and acceleration.
The introduction of affordable PCs and graphics accelerators, like the 3DFX Voodoo and NVIDIA's early cards, meant that CAD was no longer confined to elite workstations. Software like AutoCAD, CATIA, and Pro/Engineer began to leverage these new graphics capabilities, enabling complex assemblies and parametric modeling on desktop computers. Technical leap: NVIDIA's GeForce 256, 1999, integrated transform and lighting engines, making real-time 3D manipulation of CAD models possible for a much wider audience. This was a game-changer. Engineers could now rotate, zoom, and edit large assemblies interactively, dramatically speeding up design cycles.
Mistakes and missed opportunities.
As we discussed earlier, SGI and other workstation vendors failed to adapt to the commoditization of graphics hardware, clinging to proprietary systems as PCs and GPUs rapidly improved. Early CAD software was often tied to specific hardware, making transitions to new platforms painful and slowing adoption. Companies like SolidWorks jumped on the Windows NT bandwagon and gained a massive competitive advantage.
Just to give you an idea of the disconnect in market pricing between the Unix workstations and the nascent Windows PC in the late 90s, here is a handy, but long, table for study.
CAD workstations and PCs circa 2000. I think you see where this is going. CAD workstations and PCs circa 2000. I think you see where this is going. 2000s today, the GPU revolution and AI. As GPUs became programmable, CAD software started using them not just for rendering, but for simulation, finite element analysis, fluid dynamics, and more. NVIDIA's CUDA platform enabled CAD vendors to offload heavy computations to the GPU, vastly accelerating tasks like stress analysis and generative design. Crucially, the relentless pursuit of real-time 3D fidelity and complex simulation within CAD was a primary driver for the creation and rapid evolution of the graphics processing unit, GPU, in the 1990s. This specialized hardware, initially designed to meet CAD's insatiable hunger for visual and computational power, has since found its ultimate and most impactful application in the 2020s, becoming the foundational engine for the artificial intelligence revolution. Today, CAD runs on everything from cloud servers to iPads and Macs, using APIs like Metal, Apple, DirectX, Microsoft, and Vulkan. Apple's custom silicon, M-series chips, integrates powerful GPUs, allowing engineers to manipulate complex assemblies on mobile devices with the same ease as on desktops. Every leap in CAD demanded a leap in graphics hardware, and every breakthrough in computer graphics unlocked new possibilities for design. From the first light pen sketches to today's AI-driven generative design, the partnership between CAD and computer graphics has been a relentless, mutually accelerating race.